It's good to see you.
Dr. Bob Pascuzzi chairs neurology at the IU School of Medicine. On a daily basis, he sees serious neurology cases, people with ALS, Parkinson's, and other brain disorders. He says many of them have unmet needs.
There's this large group of patients who have a significant component of stress, depression, anxiety, mood, fear, existential challenges and questions that our conventional medication and medical management does not adequately address.
Pascuzzi worked with Heron School of Art and Design art therapy professor Juliette King to create an art therapy program.
Roger,
come on in.
King says art therapy is more than just making art. A trained psychotherapist combines the use of art mediums like clay, pencils, or even finger paints with therapy. It focuses on emotions, the unconscious, and thoughts that are difficult to verbalize.
We understand that different materials and methods evoke a different cognitive and emotional response. And so we look at the kind of materials that we're using, the type of issues that the person's dealing with, so that we can help a person express themselves within the context of the therapeutic relationship.
Roger Jenkins is a patient in the program. He has Parkinson's disease.
My current therapist knows more about me than anybody else on the face of the earth. And that is true. And she didn't have to twist my arm either. I felt safe, secure. It's like a magnet. She just pulled it out. And she didn't even have to try.
Patients are not the only people who may benefit from art therapy. Those on the other end of the stethoscope may too.
Good to see you.
A Mayo Clinic study shows over 50% of physicians struggle with excessive workloads, burdensome electronic record keeping, and problems with work-life integration. Pascuzzi says it's a persistent issue.
You'll hear a lot about professionals in healthcare and their problems with burnout. People talk about that because it's a big, huge problem. In many places, it's a high priority for healthcare to keep the professionals afloat.
Pascuzzi and King created therapeutic art sessions for people working in IU Health's neurology program.
One floor?
One, please, sorry.
All right.
Thank you.
In rotation at IU North Hospital, participant Dr. James Grogan says the art therapy session removed the hierarchy. Doctors, students, and staff members were equal participants.
People were totally engrossed in this exercise. And that, I think, is what caught me off guard the most, that we were still able to just sit down, place everything aside, not worry about clinic and administration and exams, and just focus on cutting pieces of paper and analyzing our art.
Grogan says the experience was beneficial.
I feel like after that session, I tried to look inwardly more and be more analytical and critical of my current state of being, because I think we're all prone to burnout. Residency in particular can be very demoralizing, you know, working up to 30 hours straight.
The IU Neuroscience Center art therapy funding's been renewed, and Pascuzzi and King continue to develop clinical care and research. A recent study King co-authored with IUPUI professors and art therapy graduate students shows cortical brain activity changes after art making. Analysis of additional research is expected later this year. For WFYI News, I'm Lee Danoon.